Namaste, my friends, and welcome. This sequence is geared towards activating your day. So if you're going to go to the gym and work out, if you're going to go do some sports, maybe go for a jog or a hike or something active, or you just want something to just get your body activated, this is the sequence for you. Okay, so we're going to start off into Shalabhasana. So come and lie down, please. And bring your forehead to the floor. So we're going to do one of my favorite yoga postures, which is Shalabhasana. So you're going to lift everything up as much as you can. Now, because this is the first one, you might notice that you feel a little stagnant. That's okay, because you're going to get better. So come on down. We're just slowly starting to wake up the back muscles, the glutes. Come on back up. Lift everything up. Now, you really want to see if you can lift up from the inner thighs as much as you can, and then lift the chest. Keep the arms off the floor. It doesn't matter what the hands are doing. Come on back down. The palms can face up or face down, and then come on back up again. So you should really start to feel the lower back muscles becoming activated here. And then come on down. Just kind of shake everything out a little bit, shake your glutes, relax, and then come on back up again. So again, you might notice that it's starting to get a little easier, or not, and then come on back down. Shake everything out, come on back up. Lift up the legs, keep the legs as straight as possible, be careful not to bend the knees. Lift the chest and heart, but then lift the legs up again, and then come on back down. Shake everything out, lift everything back up, lift the legs, lift the chest, and back down. And one last time, lift everything up, lift everything up. There you go. That's it. Lift it up, and then back down. Alrighty. So one of the other things that we want to do is activate our core. So we're going to do a few different postures now to activate the core. From here, come up onto your knees and then come into downward facing dog. From downward dog, inhale, come to plank pose. Now, as you're holding plank, press up between the shoulder blades, drop the hips a little bit, take the pubic bone in, press the heels back and the chest forward. Squeeze the navel to the spine. Exhale, come back into downward dog. Inhale, come to plank. Now, squeeze the forearms and the humerus bone, the upper arms towards each other. You're going to feel this in your pecs. Pubic bone forward, navel to spine, come back to downward dog. Inhale, come to plank. Now, create a little bit of an up dog here, without dropping the shoulders back, okay? So press up between the shoulder blades, take the chest forward, navel forward, pubic bone forward, exhale, come back into downward dog. Inhale, come to plank. Push back through the heels, chest forward, space between the shoulder blades, lifting towards the ceiling. Turn the corners of your mouth upwards, exhale, back into downward dog. Good. Inhale, come to plank. Now, those last couple, we're going to add a little challenge. Come into forearms and then press back into plank and then downward dog. And then inhale, come into plank and then come into forearms. Try not to move the chest or the hips around too much. Come back into plank and then downward dog, and then slowly come and walk the feet up to the hands, take the hands to the waist, and come on back up. Delicious. All right. Do you feel activated already? I mean, hello. So what we're going to do now is one of my favorite hacks to just activate the core, to activate the oblique muscles, some of the spinal rotators, just to make sure that that's all fired up well.
So what I would like you to do is pretend that you have a block in between your thighs and you're squeezing the hips in towards that block. And bring your hands to your shoulders. Now I'm going to turn and face this way. You don't have to move, but just so you can see my body. So again, you're squeezing the hips in. Your hips are not going to move. They're going to stay fixed. That's really important. If you move the hips here, you're not going to get the benefits out of this pose. Bring the hands to the shoulders, lift the chest, and twist to your left as much as you can. Inhaling, exhaling, twist a little bit more. Remember, don't move the hips. Lift up again. Now, find the pubic symphysis, lift that up just a little bit. Exhale to your left. Inhale deeply. Exhale, come back to center. Lift everything up and twist. And come back to center. Lift everything up. Lift it up. Now, squeeze the hips into midline. Twist again. You might notice that you're twisting a little bit more each time. Remember, don't move the hips. They're fixed. Come back to center. Lift everything up. Twist again. Good. Awesome. And come back to center. Lift everything up. One more time. Squeeze the hips into midline and twist. And come back to center. The arms come down. Bring the hands to namaste. Take a deep breath in through your nose. And exhale. Beautiful. I'm going to just turn the other way just so you can see me, but you can stay facing the same direction. Squeeze the hips into midline. Bring the hands to the shoulders again. Maybe recross the arms, okay? Lift everything up. Remember to engage just slightly the pubic bone by lifting the pubic symphysis up just a little bit. You'll feel your core activate, and then from there, twist to your right. And then come back to center. Lift everything up and then twist again. Go to your end range of motion and just hold it there. At that place, your muscles are shortening the most. Come back and you're connecting your brain to your muscles. Exhale, twist, so that your muscles can begin to contract and contract on demand. You're improving your muscles' ability to contract. Inhale, come back. Exhale, twist. At a neuromuscular level, we're improving muscle function. Twist a little bit more. Inhale, come back. Lift everything up. Squeeze the hips into midline and now twist again. Beautiful. Remember to turn the corners of your mouth upwards. Come back to center. Lift everything up and twist. Beautiful. Come back to center. And one more time, lift everything up and twist. And come back to center. Inhale the hands to Namaste Mudra. And exhale, just pause. Breathe in deeply and exhale deeply. Inhale deeply and exhale deeply. Beautiful. Okay, guys. So now we're going to take the feet wide apart. You're going to turn the right foot to the right. We're going to practice triangle pose, but doing it from an applied yoga anatomy perspective. Again, the hips stay fixed. Squeeze the hips into the midline. And as we're doing this, I want you to feel this lengthening through the midline of your body. This time you're going to cross your arms. Okay. You're not going to lift them. Just keep them crossed and let the elbows relax down. Okay. As we're coming into this pose, there's a tendency to kind of twist or curl or turn in here. I want you to pull that left shoulder blade back, okay? So there is a subtle twist to the left as you're doing this. Lift the chest and heart. Exhale, take your right shoulder to the right hip bone and hold it there. Beautiful. Come back up. And again, lift the chest and then take the right shoulder to the right hip bone. And this is a wonderful practice to begin activating the lateral obliques, the internal obliques and the external obliques. Inhale, come back up. Exhale, come back over. So we're gonna move into Trikonasana, triangle pose here. Okay, so let your right arm come down. Take your left hand, now bring it to the left ribs and lift those left ribs up. And then take your gaze upwards and let the right arm just kind of hang here, but see if you can get a little bit more depth here. Hold yourself, but please, if you have to hold yourself up, you're going too far. Okay, so press down through the heels of the feet. And then bring the other hand up and over the head. And if it's in your practice today, bring the right hand and reach, spiral upwards, turn the corners of your mouth upwards, and inhale. Come back up, turn the right toes in, bring the hands to Namaste Mudra. Inhale deeply. Exhale deeply. Turn the left foot to the left. Squeeze the hips into the midline. Lift up through the midline of your body. Cross your arms, maybe this time recross them. Remember to take your right shoulder blade back. So there's a little bit of twisting to your right, just a little bit to keep the alignment. Then take your left shoulder to the left hip bone. And again, feeling those lateral obliques engage in here. It's really nice feeling. Inhale, come back up. With all the things that we've been doing today, we're engaging this whole area and activating it, activating our power and indomitable will. Take the left shoulder to the left hip. Inhale deeply. Exhale deeply. Come back up. And then exhale, come back over. Nice. Good. Maybe take your gaze upwards. Let your left hand drop. Take your right hand to the right ribs. Now lift those ribs up. Beautiful. Turn the corners of your mouth upwards. See if you can get a little bit more depth with the left hand, but don't lose the integrity of what's going on in the hips and the rest of the body. Inhale deeply. Exhale deeply. And take the right hand, reach up to the sky. Beautiful. Take the right arm over your head. I just love this pose so much. I feel so enlivened. Take the left hand, reach, spiral up. And then inhale back up and exhale. Take the hands to Namaste Mudra. Bow your head forward. And let's take this energy, this good feeling, this sense of well-being into the rest of your life and pass it forward, pay it forward, pass it on and share your joy with others. Namaste.